at 981-0060 to put in your order for pickup or delivery today. Thanks to everyone who orders during the hectic time. Remember to support the sponsors and support local.
Where are you getting your office essentials? Support locally owned Bertarelli Paper Company for all of your business needs. Instead of shopping at the big box stores and fighting through long lines, work with Marco and his family directly, and they will take care of you. They have 30% recycled copy paper, disposable gloves, and a variety of other business essentials. You can contact Marco directly by emailing Marco at BertarelliCo.com or calling 314-323-0712, and he will take your order and take care of you.
Hi, Denise from Appliance Discounters. We at Appliance Discounters want you to know that in these unpredictable times, we will be there for you. When things seem to be out of control, you can always control your meals at home. We have all the GE major appliances you need for preparing and preserving your meals. We're also here for your laundry needs so that you can feel confident that you always have sterile, fresh clothing and bedding. Home appliances are not a luxury but a necessity in life, and you can call, email, or stop by, and we promise to abide by all the safety requirements that will keep you and all of us safe.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. Their business is essential to your comfort and safety, so Design Air will continue to offer services for emergency repair, installation, and preventative maintenance while taking all of the recommended precautions to eliminate physical contact. For more information on air purifiers, please visit designairservice.com. And for all of your heating and air conditioning needs, contact the official HVAC company of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Design Air Heating and Cooling.
Kirkwood Brewhouse is here to take some of the stress off of life and is now open noon to 8 Wednesday through Sunday and 3 to 8 Mondays and Tuesdays, offering carryout and delivery plus to-go wine and beer specials with happy hour appetizers going all day long. And buy one, get one half off on their brand new pizzas. Kirkwood Brewhouse has all your lunch and dinner plans covered, and it's perfect for families with a free kids meal with two adult entrees. Call in your order today. 314-394-1365.
Hi, Denise from Appliance Discounters. We at Appliance Discounters want you to know that in these unpredictable times, we will be there for you. When things seem to be out of control, you can always control your meals at home. We have all the GE major appliances you need for preparing and preserving your meals. We're also here for your laundry needs so that you can feel confident that you always have sterile, fresh clothing and bedding. Home appliances are not a luxury but a necessity in life, and you can call, email, or stop by, and we promise to abide by all the safety requirements that will keep you and all of us safe.
Dogs for Our Brave is a nonprofit headquartered right here in St. Louis. We want to save veterans from suicide by providing professionally trained service dogs to assist those suffering from a debilitating injury or illness. Our goal is to use rescue dogs at every opportunity, thus saving two lives at once. Our veterans don't have to take on any financial burden when they're partnered with one of our service dogs. Won't you join us in helping to save our veterans? Learn more at dogsforourbrave.com.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Curve around and talk it over. So many things that I wanna say.
The outfield.
So I like my girls a little bit older. I just wanna use your love tonight.
Dan Buff will be here in just a couple of minutes. I was listening again to Tim in that story. Larson. What was his name? Kyle Larson? Was
it? Yeah.
Yeah. I just have a question here. Does anybody ever remember a story where a black guy was fired from a job for using the N-word and calling another black guy the N-word? I don't ever remember that story or seeing a story like that. I have witnessed it. I've been in groups where I've heard a black guy, "Hey, my N-word." Or they'd say it like, "That N-word doesn't even know what he's talking about." They casually throw it around. But I've never... Why not fire that guy?
Because that guy's black.
You know what's odd is that the guy that Kyle Larson was talking to,
that's the rule, man.
Wasn't even black. He was just like saying it like, you know.
Look, there's an unwritten rule, like the bro code. Like, if you're white, don't say it. Just don't say it.
Okay, but that's a bad unwritten code. It's bad. If you want to kill the word, kill the word. The other thing that I've never understood is why the black guy being called that. I've never seen one go, "Hey, man, don't call me that." It's almost like you said, a brotherhood thing. Remember when the guy called Barack Obama, said he's my favorite N-word? Who was that? Chappelle? Who did that? Somebody said it was somebody like Chappelle. Dave Chappelle said Obama is my he's my favorite
dig.
N-word.
Okay,
use the N-word. Right. And it was and he wasn't thrown out of the comedy business.
No, of course not, because he's black. Like again, if you're black, you can say it. If you're white,
I just think that's wrong. Either if you want to kill the word, and I also don't understand why the guy on the receiving end of it, the black guy being called that, doesn't stand up and go, "Hey man, don't ever call me that word."
There's times where you know you go to a stand-up comedy show. Like I went and saw Daniel Tosh, and he started making jokes, and like I was almost like afraid to laugh. Because he was making fun, because he makes fun of everybody. He makes fun of white people, Chinese people, black people.
Right.
You know, whatever. Like, even in that Donald Trump roast on Comedy Central I was talking to last night, Snoop Dogg was one of the roasters on it, and one of the funniest lines on there was like another black comedian, or no, actually a white gal gets up there and she goes, "Snoop, I hear you're telling all your fans that you're 71% black. You went and did a 24andMe thing and you're 71% black, which means you're 29% guilty."
And I've never seen anybody in an audience, or at least maybe I just didn't see it, but like if Chris Rock is up on stage and he's talking about the N-words who are in the audience, I've never seen anybody at least, and sometimes they get a shot of the audience laughing and reacting, but I've never seen anybody getting up and leaving. I'm going to sit here and let you call us N-words. I don't know, it's just an observation.
They did when Kramer did it.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did.
Yes, they did. And he paid a serious price because, again, he's white. Can't do that. Yep. Now, Dan Buff is here. We're going to welcome your suggestions of what to watch, either streaming or on regular old television. Remember that? TV? People are back watching it again because of things like Hulu and Amazon. You can actually watch that on TV if you have the right streaming device. So if you have a suggestion, you've discovered something, you've rediscovered something, feel free to jump in after I do a bit of business. Our numbers are 314-821-0590. Or 855-282-8255. First Community Credit Union is a qualified lender working along with the government and the SBA for the CARES, which is the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. I would think that everybody who qualifies or is interested in these forgivable loans would have already applied. But I can't assume that. I also don't know, and I guess we'll be told, when they've run out of money, when all of the allocated money is gone. I haven't heard that either. So, you need to know that First Community Credit Union is a place where you can go and take advantage of the Paycheck Protection Program, which is part of this CARES thing. And essentially, it is to give relief and, I guess, basically keep in business businesses that have overhead, which every business does. Payroll, rent payments, lease payments, utilities, you get the idea. So the folks at First Community Credit Union will be happy to explain all this to you and tell you if you qualify and help you through the process. Just go to the website, which I'll give you in a second, and click on loans. That's all you have to do. Otherwise, yes, First Community Credit Union. Open for business, and all of us who are members have continued to do all of our banking pretty much the way we did before. Except for the fact that those of us who like to go in the lobby can't do that right now. You go to the drive-through window. Website's an easy one. It's the name of the place with the .com after it. That would be firstcommunity.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You have the phone numbers. I'll give them again in a little bit. Mr. Buff is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States for a lot of good reasons. Also, the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion, St. Louis Blues. The way things are going, Dan and Tim and Londoff, if he's listening, they may be able to hold on to that cup for a couple of years if somebody doesn't get back playing again. And I know that's not the way you want it. You want, you know, games and people to play. But that in itself would be something that would go down in the history books is somewhere down the line in trivia, what was the only hockey team to not only finally win the cup after, what was it, 70 years? How many? 52. 50 years? 52 years, yeah. But then hold it for 2 years. Be a great trivia question. Hopefully it won't be, because everybody will get back to normal and people start playing again. First Community Credit Union is our, I did First Community.
Yep. It's we're already in the Dan Buffett segment. Buffett. Huh?
Yeah, I'm a Dan Buffett segment. He's brought to you by Windowworld. Right? That's what I wanted you to know. The preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues and the official window of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. And he's here to share stuff with us and take your suggestions. Would you please welcome Dan Buffett?
Good afternoon, everybody.
Afternoon, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's really weird outside. So every time I come outside, I feel like I should have a Bane mask on. I shouldn't be talking. I should be keeping my distance.
Hazmat suit.
You know, smuggle myself into the building to do this radio show. But this is the only reason somebody asked me, can you still keep track of the days? And I can, just because of doing this show. I know Tuesday I have to do this show. So that's the one thing that's keeping my whole week, my day's schedule.
Keeping it regulated?
Yeah, it's keeping it regulated. If not for that, I would not know what day it is right now.
You said it's keeping your whole week. What does that mean?
Well, the whole week of the day is
your whole week?
It's so weird.
Oh.
Keeps my whole strong.
That's game. Be careful.
Be careful with that. Cheese might help that.
Desperate
times. That's right, boy.
Desperate times, bad endings. That's all I'm going to say.
So I will I'll put my two cents in. I've already made it known that we're watching Sons of Anarchy. As of last night, I'm in season 4. I have 3 episodes left. In season 4, there were 7 seasons to Sons of Anarchy, and I am really enjoying it. I can't believe that I watched it when it was actually, released.
Yeah.
The other thing is this documentary. We talked about this yesterday. Are you familiar with this? It's called One Saw a Thing. Have you heard of it? No One Saw a Thing. It's on Sundance.
Sundance.
And it's about Sundance. The Skidmore, Missouri, the shooting, the bully, and when the townspeople killed the bully. Years ago, like late 80s or 90s, there was a movie in broad daylight with Brian Dennehy. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Can I put my two cents in?
Sure.
I knew it.
Damn.
It's so bad.
That was hilarious.
It's so bad.
Yeah. And really, it was all about getting the mic down to the table.
It was.
you do realize that most people didn't hear it, and you couldn't hear it. You can see it if you're in the room, but they didn't hear it. Therefore, so it's called No One Saw a Thing. I'm looking forward to it because I'm still fascinated. And to this day, nobody has been convicted. Nobody's been tried.
Oh, that's good.
No one saw anything in that town. Yet 30 or 40 guys were there on the street, the main street in Skidmore, when this guy, Ken McElroy, walked out, sat in his pickup truck with his wife, and was riddled with bullets.
Oh, wow.
Wait, and the guys put their as well?
No, one of the townspeople pulled her out of the passenger seat.
Oh, wow.
As they continued to Swiss cheese this truck and kill this guy. And there were dozens of witnesses, at least a couple of dozen. Yet, you talk about loyalty, brotherhood, watch your buddy's back. No one has ever caved. No, and I think that's amazing after all these years that you didn't have that one person. Of course, then who would want to be that person, the squealer? Nobody.
I think it's like crazy that nobody has a conscience. They were able to smuggle it away.
He must have been a terrible guy.
I mean, really, to have nobody with this, okay, all of a sudden you wake up one day, okay, I have to talk about this.
Well, when Frank talks about it, it reminds me of Roadhouse, where Patrick Swayze goes to the town, and there's that rich guy who bullies the town, and he shakes everybody down, and everybody's scared to death of him.
Until Patrick Swayze comes back. and of course, unfortunately, there's no Patrick Swayze, so this crime will remain unsolved.
Mm-hmm. Now, who was it said nobody has a conscience? Who said that?
Me.
Was that? What do you mean?
I mean, nobody who knows what happened has their conscience kind of get the best of them, wanting them to do the right thing.
Okay, but if you were that guy, if you were that person, if you had witnessed definitively, no question, one of the shooters, you knew his name, you knew him, you'd known him for years, you saw him pull the trigger, you knew he was one of the shooters, knowing who he killed, would you go and turn him in?
I don't.
Especially if this guy McElroy had pistol whipped your grandmother, which is the kind of thing he did. He was a nasty, horrible, 21 felony charges, not convicted on any of them.
This happens all the time. This is the whole reason why the St. Louis prosecuting attorney, Kim Gardner, says her conviction rate, or the police department's conviction rate in St. Louis is so low, is because witnesses won't cooperate. Mm-hmm. They won't. They're too afraid to.
They won't snitch. Yeah.
Well, they were afraid to in his case because they were afraid of him. And now they're afraid to. They're not afraid to. They choose to because they're protecting each other. It's a fascinating story. So, again, no one saw a thing. I didn't think you would have heard of it. I think it's real new. And the fact that it's a Sundance thing.
Is that on Netflix?
No, Sundance.
Everybody's taking advantage. Sundance has their own network
now. Okay.
Really? Even IFC Films, which is really known for the independent small films, they are now putting all of their movies on this streaming channel. Everybody's taking advantage of this stay at home because, you know, you can't go to the theater, so what are you going to do? You're going to watch movies that are released on demand, not in the theaters, and you're going to do that right now. So everybody's taking advantage of that.
Have they done that yet? Have they released any movies that were supposed to be in the movie theaters that are on streaming?
Not really. The only things that I have reviewed are independent films that may have gone to Tivoli or Plaza Frontenac. I haven't reviewed a big movie. Probably, man, we're going back to like maybe The Way Back and Invisible Man, maybe The Hunt. That was probably one of the last widely released movies. But as far as what was supposed to go to the theater, they're all just pushing back. The one movie that I am waiting, that I'm kind of looking at right now, almost you can call it the last action hero of the summer release schedule, is Christopher Nolan's Tenet with Denzel's kid.
I'm guessing it's something Washington.
Washington's son. He was in Ballers. He was in Black
Bob
Klansman.
Washington.
You know, he had a kid that played for the Rams.
Yeah, the same kid. That's the same guy.
Same kid.
And him and Robert Pattinson are in this. Christopher Nolan, who we all know for doing Dark Knight, Inception. John David Washington is. That's kind of like his big.
Yeah, see, Target's last name is Washington.
Yeah, he looks just like his dad too. Talks like tense. Man, Trevor was on it.
Well, you can't get one past Trevor.
Not past me.
I'm telling
Denzel
you.
Denzel Washington's got a kid. You got
that's
99.
Right.
Trevor's right on that. His name's Washington.
Yeah. Suck it, Hugh Grant. Trevor's on this news, okay? He's our
You want to talk to Andy? Andy may have a recommendation or suggestion.
But no, what I wanted to finish the thought was that Christopher Nolan's movie is the last film holding that line. It's a July 20th release. And, you know, he's known for making these big blockbuster thrillers that kind of make you think. Yeah. But I do think he's going to back off. I don't think we're going to get a new movie till like August or October.
Are they all going to just come out at the same time?
Well, what Marvel,
are they going to play nice in the sandbox? And like,
what Marvel's doing, Marvel essentially moved Black Widow from May and they bumped back to November. So they're just going to bump everything back.
Wow.
But Tom Cruise moved Top Gun 2 to Christmas, which is a great move for him.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman 1984, the sequel, that went out, I think, in a lot of November movies. November's going to be a huge month unless somebody buckles and moves their movie. But, yeah, it could be like that. I hope they don't do that. I hope they just move it back. You know, respect the other studios. Don't overload and have your movie not make money. You know, stretch it out a little bit. Everybody's being affected by this. Heck, we not even may not see a baseball game at Busch Stadium with fans in it till 2021, the last half of it, maybe. I mean, it's
really
crazy.
Think that?
I do. Really? I read an article on SportsIllustrated.com. I need to share it on social media. But this guy kind of took all the proposed plans that the NHL and the MLB have been talking about, and he kind of shot kind of holes in them. He's like, look, you're going to have to isolate players in a certain part of a town. You're going to have to isolate the doctors that are giving them tests. You're going to have a lot of tests to give because you got to test these players every day.
Right.
So he's just shooting. It's a good read because he says if you just blow past that and open up everything again, you're going to have basically the equivalent of 9/11 for 18 months with all the deaths you can cause if you bring back sports too much and you put people in stadiums.
Wow.
You're going to cause that much widespread thing. It is. And when I read that line, it's like, I don't say that. He's talked with the medical experts who are not on the league's payroll. You got to look past that. The league, you know, Major League Baseball could find some doctor to go, oh, yeah, it's fine. But these are guys that are not connected to the league, and they're like, look, you know, you can cause a respread if you bring back things too fast. He doesn't think we're going to see concerts till next year and baseball or hockey.
I've seen that article about concerts.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a while. I think people are thinking, oh, once they flatten the curve, okay, let's open the stadiums up. I think we're going to see a season with no fans in the stands for a while until maybe they get a vaccine.
No, this is beyond weird. Do you want to talk to Andy?
It is, yeah. It's very beyond weird. Yes, bring on Andy.
Andy, welcome to 590 The Fan. How you doing?
Hey, Frank, first off, I want to say I'm AM into PM.
Thank you. Never can hear that too much. What's up?
No.
Hey, there was a few that I was going to recommend. Frank, you mentioned you really like that Sons of Anarchy. There's a show out that takes place about the Canadian mob called Bad Blood.
I've seen it.
And it has one of the stars from Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, Kim Coates, I think, is his name.
Yeah, the guy who plays Tig. Yeah, I've seen Tig. It's actually really good.
Yeah, I thought it was good, too. There's a couple other kind of different twists. Have you seen Travelers?
Yeah, that's a really good show.
I think Travelers is good, kind of a different kind of a twist to a story. And there's one that I saw recently called Imposters.
I think I've seen a little. Imposters. Is that a show or is that a movie?
No, it's a show. It's a couple seasons. There's a couple people in it you might recognize from other shows. But
what is Imposters about?
There's a girl. There's a team of con men, basically, and they all kind of play different roles for these different cons. And this girl kind of gets these guys to fall in love with her. So you kind of follow the story of her doing this to a guy, and then a guy from her past that fell in love with her kind of jumps back into the story. He's trying to find her and track her down. He kind of links up with these two guys that basically got jilted by this girl. Not only does she jilt them, but she also takes all their money.
Yeah.
Nice.
He kind of follows a couple stories. Yeah.
It's on Bravo, right?
I don't know what. I've watched.
So the description is a dark comedy that focuses on a female con artist who marries people and then disappears with their money.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's good. I don't recognize any of the actors though. Maybe their face, but yeah, 20 episodes. So I guess what, two seasons maybe?
Yeah, two seasons. It was good. I thought it was good. There's a couple of good historical ones that I like. Kind of these all take place kind of in the before the year 1000, and some of them have some real people from the past. One is called The Last Kingdom.
Okay.
Great TV show. Apparently the next season's coming out at the end of this month.
Good, yeah.
That's what I heard.
And then there's one called that I watched on Amazon called Britannia, which kind of takes place in the year like 50, and it's basically the Romans going into what is now England.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And basically, so it has, they're all kind of tribal, and there's the Druids, which were real people back then. There's another one, historical, kind of called Nightfall, which follows
Nightfalls. I've heard of that.
The Templars, and these guys fight for, you know, for Christ and God, and you know, it takes place like in France, but it takes place.
TV is just winning right now.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, really. I mean, the thing is that it's not even new TV; it's old TV. Like I wrote a piece. Maybe Andy, you've seen it. Came out in 2016. It was an HBO series called The Night of. And it was 8 episodes. It was John Turturro, and he was the star of it. He basically represented this kid who was accused of murder, and the whole...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really good, and I think it got passed up. It was only one season, and you know, it was written by Richard Price and Steve Zaling, who are two of the best screenwriters you can find in town, and I just kind of remember that, and it was a great courtroom speech by John Turturro's character. He plays a lawyer. And that's a show right now that I think people are just going to rediscover, because you're going to find new shows and you're going to find older shows.
Yeah, and then the last ones I'll tell you is, you know, sometimes you see these shows that are like dubbed over, you know, they're made in other countries, but they have English speaking parts, and I can take those more than sometimes reading all the. I love the Narcos stuff, but reading all the.
No, I agree with you. I'd rather see the bad dubbing and mouth not matching what they're saying than try to read
that. Is Narcos, is there a movie and a series and they have nothing to do with each other, or are they connected?
Well, there's a movie called Narc by Joe Carnahan.
No, Narcos.
Narcos is a Netflix series. I think it's just a Netflix series, but it's like three or four seasons, and Michael Pena's on it now.
Three seasons where it's Narcos kind of following the Colombia drug cartels.
And then it switches, right?
And then it goes Narcos Mexico, which was interesting. The first season of Narcos Mexico, you see this one driver working for this, you know, basically it was more marijuana than cocaine, and he's the marijuana kingpin. but his young driver is El Chapo.
Of course, how many of these cartels are there? I mean, do we even know? I'm seriously, how many are there?
There's probably more than you would think.
Probably got to be like dozens and dozens.
Dozens. I mean, really, there's
not 100.
I mean, it's just there's and they're and the thing is
and they're all bad.
And they're more disguised, too. Like, right now, I mean, you wouldn't even notice them. Like, they don't all wear that distinctive clothing. Some of them are very well disguised, especially with the advancement in, you know, law enforcement technology. They have to be more disguised.
I tried to watch what I thought was The Last Kingdom, and I had the wrong show. I'm watching it, and there's an argument, and it's a bunch of guys going, no, you were with her already, it's my turn, you were with her, it's my turn. And I realized I was watching The Last Condom. They were down to one condom, and they're fighting over it. I had the wrong show.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
The two crime ones that I'll tell you about that have the dubbing, one's called Border Town, which takes place in Norway, and this guy is kind of a Sherlock Holmes, really smart guy, kind of figures it out, kind of quirky. And then I watched one called The Valhalla Murders, which is on Netflix right now, and it takes place in Iceland. They're both kind of interesting, but they're both dubbed over. So I think I like both of those as well. So,
Andy, these are good suggestions. You watch a lot of TV. You may be our stand-in or backup guy for Dan Buffett.
I don't think I've even heard of half these shows.
He watches stuff I never heard.
I'll tell you one other thing. You've heard the term chick flick.
Yes.
There's a couple of shows that I tell you that my wife and a lot of women I know that have watched these love them. One is called Virgin River.
I've heard of that one.
Virgin River has got the guy from Animal House who plays Otter. So he plays this old curmudgeon doctor up in Northern California, and this young nurse practitioner comes in. And the other one I'll tell you that you like was Dirty John.
Yes, Dirty John with Eric Bana, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that the Connie Britton series?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, we watched all of that. That's a true story.
Yeah.
That guy existed.
Yeah, and they're coming back with another season of that, but it's not obviously Dirty John. You know the way that ended, but the next season follows another kind of slime bucket like that you know who does some women wrong or something. So anyway, I just want to call up
anyway.
A couple of oh boy, got me.
Gotcha.
Whoopsie.
Line no, those are good ones. Those are good, Andy. Andy, thank you. Those are good suggestions. Thank you very much. Right. And a warning for people who sometimes we do make mistakes and we mess up a title and you watch the wrong thing. Please, if you want to watch Dirty John, oh my goodness, don't confuse it with a horrible show that I watched. And once I realized how horrible it was, I stopped watching. It's a guy who never washed his genitals called Dirty Johnson. Ooh. It's not the same show.
Oh, yeah.
It's a different show. It's disgusting. It's your segment. Would you like to talk to Chris?
Yeah, bring on Chris. Hopefully, give like six more shows to watch.
How hurtful it would have been if you had said, no, I don't want to talk to him. Think how that would have hurt.
And he's already
Chris.
On the air, too. Yeah.
Chris, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm AM in the PM.
That's a good way to be.
That's a great start.
What do you got?
That's a good way to be. Hey, I've listened to this segment for a while now, and I may have missed it, but one show I think you may like. It's called The American.
Yeah. It's a very popular show on FX, I think, with Kerry Russell.
It's Kerry Russell and male lead.
Matthew Reese. Yeah, he's very good.
He's good. You kind of have to be patient with it.
Okay.
Because it seems like it moves a little slow. But once you kind of get into it, it's just very well written, very well directed. Costume design, set design, everything is spot on. And you just kind of get sucked into it. I think it was, like 5 or 6 seasons, maybe?
Yeah, and really, they are spies, so they basically change their disguise. So I guess they mustaches, different hairdos. And I have seen a little bit of it, but it's one of those shows I started and I stopped.
I think that's what we did. Yeah, I think we watched some and stopped it.
I got about 4 or 5 in because, you know, that's one of those shows where somebody gets killed off in the first, 10 minutes. A character that they're working with, that it just gets, I mean, they're on a job and he just, you know, he dies. Like, whoa, right in the first, 10 minutes of the first episode. So I might have to go back and resume that one.
It's interesting. I felt the same way about it going into it, but you kind of, like I said, you get sucked into it. There's a lot of good developments, and it gets, I think it's worth a watch. is, like I said, you got to be patient with it. It's not, you know, they're not blowing stuff up.
No, it's not like Michael Bay, where there's explosion.
Yeah,
but 75 episodes, and it's also on Amazon Prime for free if you have Amazon Prime. So it's it'll be kind of a journey, but right now you got nothing but time. So.
Well, that's kind of why I made mention of it. So anyway, oh, damn.
But anyway.
Yeah, you did it. You did it.
I did it. I tried to catch myself.
No, that's all right. You're only human. Buddy. And you've been quarantined, so you're not yourself. Chris, thank you for the recommendations. We appreciate it.
You guys have a good day.
You too. Mm-hmm. In case anybody else has anything you want to throw in, phone numbers again, 314-821-0590, 855-282-8255. Back to you, Mr. Buffa.
Well, there is a new trailer for the new season of Billions.
Nice.
Coming out on May 3rd. And it just looks like, and they're throwing good old, an actor you probably would know by face, Corey Stoll, who is the bald guy with the beard. He was the bad guy in Ant-Man. He's a face you'll know. He's a new guy in this season this year. I think he's kind of a wrench in the road for Bobby. And then there's, of course, Frank Grillo, the action star, who is going to play something to do with Wendy. So they got some new characters this season. Oh, yeah, Juliana Margulies, how you say her name? The ER girl?
Margulies.
Yeah, she's going to be on there, too. So three new characters. And, of course, you know, the way last season ended, you got Bobby and Chuck are going against each other again. But they don't know it, though. That's the thing. They think they're still helping each other, but there's a kind of a secret plan going on.
I just watched the last two episodes of the last season of that last night. I'm glad you brought that up because I'm so looking forward to that coming back. It's one of my top 10 series of all time.
It's a good show.
It comes out May 3rd, which is, what's today, the 15th? So in two Sundays, I guess,
it's
coming out.
A week from Sunday or 2 weeks from Sunday?
You're still talking about Billions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish I could understand it. I can't follow it. I can't. It's over my head.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. For me, I try to understand enough of the economics to know the plot. It's really, it's just about these two. I like the way it's about two lead characters who you would go in there blind thinking Chuck Rhodes is a good guy, that he's the protagonist, but really he's not. I mean, he does
a lot. Is that Paul Giamatti?
Yeah, that's Paul Giamatti, and then Damian Lewis plays Bobby Axelrod, the hedge fund guy. And you would think, okay, well, Giamatti's character's the good guy, and Bobby's the bad guy, but really this show makes them both do bad stuff.
But Frank's got a point, because I don't play the stock market.
Me neither.
I'm not a millionaire, billionaire, anything like that. And no. They use a lot of verbiage that
they do.
No kidding.
Let's short them $365,000 and put them on the margin, and then let's go to them on the off on the offspring, kick them on the backup. And I'm like, what?
And then like a foreign language.
It is. And then the problem was that whenever Damian Lewis, who I can't imagine the scripts for this show, and they're probably like, man, they probably like, you know, get a headache memorizing these lines, because Damian Lewis will have this big idea, and I'll go, honey, what was the idea he just had? Can we go back? Mm-hmm. I'll be like, well, what did he mean he's going to short him and then drop and then cover and then slant and then cut? Like, well, what did he just talk about? Yeah, but I try to understand just enough of that. But this season looks really good because you have Taylor Mason going back to work for Bobby Axelrod, and then you have Chuck and Bobby thinking they're on the same side still, but they're going against each other, and new characters. So, people, if you haven't watched it yet, it's four seasons, the fifth one starting on May 3rd. They're only 12-episode seasons, so it isn't like you have to watch 150 episodes to get caught up, but it is well worth it if you have Showtime. This is one of the best shows, maybe along with Succession on TV. I mean, all together, like shows that are off the air or on the air. This is one of the best. So if you have time, Billions is well worth it.
So Buffa, and the reason I say Buffa is so that Dan Strauss won't answer. I'm going to ask you about a show that had a short life. I never hear anybody ever mention it. It's almost like it's such an embarrassing creation that the creator, Jerry Seinfeld, doesn't want the world to ever remember he did it. It was a short-lived, supposed to be comedy called, I think it was called The Marriage Game. And the host, I think, was Tom Papa. Does this ring a bell at all?
It does not. It was
It did not last. It was the worst. And you're created by Jerry Seinfeld, and you think, that's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
No, it was one of the worst ideas and worst shows ever. And it was called The Marriage Ref. I think that was the name.
Oh,
it was
called
The Marriage Ref. And I think they took a couple of married couples and they tried to get it. And one, and he's the referee. Yeah. It was beyond bad.
2010 and 2011.
It's almost like it never really existed. We just thought it did.
Yeah.
Because I think probably Jerry Seinfeld goes, let's just concentrate on what I did with that show with Elaine and George and
drop this in a black hole somewhere and like never talk about it.
Yeah. Wasn't the host Tom Papa, who I've never found funny?
Yes, he was the host, and of course you had a couple marriage problems are discussed by a celebrity panel to come to a conclusion. I mean, who wants that? I mean,
if you never saw this, seriously, you should watch just one. If you pull it up on YouTube, you won't believe how bad it is. Because it's right there in the category with my idea about having people honk their horns and we try to tell what kind of car they're in. It was that bad? No, it's that bad. It is that bad.
Yeah, it's one of those things you have to watch the bad shows to know what a good show really is sometimes. You watch this and then you rinse off with like an episode of Breaking Bad. You know, yeah, just that's the way you do it.
Rinse off. That was good. I like that.
But I think there's also another. Oh, no, you have something else? Go ahead.
Well, I have Greg and Ed and Joe here.
Oh, man. On the three so amigos. Bring them in.
Let's get Greg in here. Greg, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Fine. I'm AM and the PM.
There you go.
All right.
Now, the movie that I've watched here in the last week, it's a small series that's on Epix, and it's a remake of The War of the Worlds. Has anybody seen that?
I've seen a trailer for it, but I don't have Epix.
Tom Cruise?
That was the movie.
Is this, Greg, is this a series or just a movie?
It's a series. It's 8 episodes.
Ooh, well, that's good.
And right now on Dish Network, Epix is free through like the 17th.
Whoa. So it's like that on Spectrum as well.
I downloaded all of them, and we went ahead and watched them all, but I downloaded them, and I had 30 days to watch them.
All right. Gabriel Byrne is in this show. That's already got my attention.
Gabriel Byrne.
War of the Worlds. Yeah, the same name.
Okay. The gal from Downton Abbey is in it also.
Okay.
Can't think what her name was.
It's only on Epix.
I'm actually kind of tired of all the episodic, like you got to watch 8 of them or 12. I get excited when I find out, what? It's only one episode.
Yeah,
it's
just
like a real documentary and
that's it,
an hour and a half. I love that.
Well,
commitment.
Yeah, when it's a movie, it's a Netflix movie. Good, there's 2 hours, that's it.
You bet.
But like War of the Worlds, this does look, at least visually it looks really well done. I mean, it's the same name of the Tom Cruise movie that was released, was that 10 years ago? 12? It was a box office hit, but the fact that it's Gabriel Byrne, who's a good actor, is in it. 8 episodes. At least it's only 8. Whenever it's a full season and it's like 12 to 15, I go, man, that's a labor. It's a laborious effort if it's not good.
Is it based on the original movie where aliens come down?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't a movie. It was a radio show originally.
Oh, World War World was a radio show. You're right.
H.G. Wells.
Did you ever see that movie with
Tom Cruise, Frank?
Mm-hmm. I did not.
Tell you, I only saw it for the first time about a month and a half ago. I was mesmerized by it.
It was really good. I mean,
it really was.
I mean, the way that, you know, he's the kind of this flawed dad, and he gets the kids for the weekend, and then it's just say the aliens invade.
It's a little typical Tom Cruise action movie.
Things
occur that are just completely unbelievable in the action sequence.
But how about him when he's trapped in that basement with Tim Robbins, I think?
Well, but the plot line of the aliens, and we can do absolutely nothing about them.
No. Yeah,
we have nothing that can stop them.
Just the way they're in the streets, and everybody starts turning to dust. Is it dust? Is it ashes or whatever?
Or blood.
They just explode. Right. And Tom Cruise is doing that. Of course, what he does in every movie, he runs, and it's like the Tom Cruise run where he doesn't get evaporated. Everybody else does, not Tom Cruise.
I would not have given Tom Cruise movies really the time of day until about 2 or 3 years ago, and that's when I finally realized, you know what, this guy. He puts 100% into his role. He does. And I have a whole appreciation now for Tom Cruise I didn't have before. Because, look, what is he, 50 or so?
He's over 50, and he does all of his own stunts. In that last Mission Impossible film, he jumped off that building to another building, broke his leg, and he finished the take.
No. And you can watch the footage with all of the safety wiring and everything before it was digitally taken out. You can watch it as it was shot and see him break his foot. You can tell it. And he just keeps running and keeps going. I go, okay, you know what? There's a guy who wants to earn his money. Let's go to Ed. Ed, welcome to 590 The Fan. How you doing?
Hi, guys. AM and PM, first of all.
Thank you, Ed. All right.
I had a quick question, and you guys might have talked about this show. I try to listen to you every Tuesday, so if you've talked about it, I apologize. But I've never heard you guys mention my personal favorite show, Supernatural. I love Supernatural.
Yeah, right for a long time.
It's like 15 years. This is the final year coming up, or right now. And I was just wondering, Dan, all of you guys, really, what's your thoughts of it? And what do you think's going to happen in the end? And do you know when it's going to come back?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those shows. It's one of those shows where I kind of watched for a while. I mean, Jensen Ackles, I'm a big fan of him, and there's two of them, the main characters. It's one of those shows I watched for a while, and then I kind of fell off. I mean, I think
I hope the rest of us, though. What's it about? Super. I don't know what this is. What's it about?
It's about two brothers basically it's about two brothers that fight supernatural beings. Like, Frank, you'd hate it.
Yes.
But it's a pretty good show.
it sounds like
very honest, yeah. It's right there between Marvel and The Rock, basically.
Like, it's a good TV show, the writing in that, and they keep some good storylines. Like, it has been going for a long time.
Has.
How many seasons do
I
they have
say
now?
Over 10, 15. Because
15.
Yeah.
Wow. 15 years.
Well, somebody's watching it or it wouldn't be going that long.
I'm not sure if this is based on a true story, but Wikipedia says after losing their mother to a supernatural force, two brothers hunt monsters.
Yep.
That's a true story.
I think that is
a true story.
Well, I like that.
Happened to my buddy Ted.
Pretty much. Yep. Yep.
All right, Ed.
Okay, well, that's all I had. Thanks a
thank
lot,
you.
Guys.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Off we go to Joe. Joe, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Good. Hey, this isn't a show. It's just a movie. Old movie called Dead Calm.
I've heard of it.
Dead Calm.
Was that with...
Is it water about the ocean or something? Or
was that Nicole Kidman?
Yes, Nicole Kidman.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Sam Neill, Nicole Kidman,
and Billy Zane. Nicole Kidman and Sam Neill are a rich couple on a boat ride, and they see a boat in distress, and Sam Neill goes over and rescues Billy Zane. And everybody else on the boat is dead, and he brings Billy Zane back over to the boat, and then you realize Billy Zane's a bad man.
You can't trust.
Ooh, I like this.
You can't trust my kind of movie. You
can't trust. No, I like this movie.
Billy Zane starts making moves on Nicole Kidman, and it gets a little interesting.
No, I'm writing this down. This is exactly the kind of movie I like to watch. Dead Calm, and I've heard of it.
1989, kind of an old one.
Yep.
I might have even seen it, but I have no memory.
I loved it. Right.
That's back when
just one episode.
That's kind of back when I think Nicole Kidman was hotter back in the day.
Oh, she's hot in this movie.
Because it was right around the Far and Away thing where she had the curly hair. I mean, I don't know. She
still
was,
had some thickness to her. Yeah. She wasn't a skeleton in skin with hair.
It was pre-Kale, basically. You know, now she's too skinny.
I like that. Pre-Kale. That's good.
It's just pre-Kale. Everybody's just... Like Angelina Jolie, who I thought was gorgeous.
Oh, no, we stopped giving her a boing, didn't we? Or did
because
we still do that?
We stopped giving her a boy when she lost her mind.
Okay. Oh, yeah. But it's just the fact that she just lost all that weight. She used to have some curve to her. And same thing with Nicole Kidman.
Aunt Jolie's still got some good DSLs, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
No, she does.
That took me a second again.
Limey, you can say DSLs. There's nothing.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. You
know,
yeah.
It's a violation of anything.
That's
and
it.
She does. we still have a few minutes left. Anything? I'm sorry, Joe, was there anything else?
Nope, just that one.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Joe.
All right, bye.
All right. What have we missed? What have we forgotten?
You know, there's a show on Netflix that came out on Friday. It's called Brews Brothers. It's two guys that have a brewery, and they're two different guys, and they kind of have, the brother comes over to help the other brother out to make better beer, make more business. It's a sitcom-like show. It is bad. And the thing
is,
I mean, it's just like they really
it sounds horrible. Hey, brother, we'll come over and help me make some better beer.
Yeah. Well, it's just because like one brother thinks he's the best beer maker, and the other one's the more popular one, and they have a business, and every little sitcom thing they can produce, it's like the one set, It's not fun.
The title is too clever for the show. Bruise Brothers is a great title. It doesn't deserve it, it sounds like.
Have you talked about the Bush family brood at all on the show?
No, not yet. No.
Have you watched it at all?
No.
I haven't either.
It's on MTV.
It's 10 episodes. It's the former owners of the Bush Brewing Company, Billy Sr. and Christy, and their seven kids. And they just kind of, it's kind of how their whole family gets along with each other. It's like kind of a reality.
I imagine
thing.
It's almost kind of like entertaining because they don't really like each other, do
right?
they?
No.
Because they feud. But no, this one is, I mean, they really geek out on beer on this show. So if you don't really know what ales and lagers and all that stuff, you'll kind of lose you really quickly. It's just not funny. There's shows out there that I think they're effortlessly funny. And then there's ones like this show.
Did you belch? Did you just have an internal belch?
I don't think I did. Did I?
I think you did.
Did I?
Just a little. Yeah, slight.
You know what?
Hey, listen, we only have like 2 minutes. I want to ask you.
Okay.
I want to ask you a question here. I just lost it. I just absolutely lost it.
But yeah,
I hate that.
Yeah, but Bruise Brothers, you know, even if it's 8 episodes and they're 30 minutes an episode, just avoid it. There's other shows out there. There's Ozark, which I think you can almost rewatch instead of watching this show. So a big thumbs down. Gosh, what, one ARD out of four for Bruise Brothers?
You know, I want to ask you.
Go ahead.
Is anything anymore released on DVD, or are DVDs done except for the ones already out there from old movies? Is anything coming out? Are they even selling new DVD players?
You know,
my guess is no.
I don't think so. If like The Way Back could do it because they came out in theaters and they had a release. But anything after that, it would just be straight to DVD. It would not be a theatrical release.
But you think they're still burning DVDs?
I think they are.
Oh, no. Now they've moved up, to 4K Ultra.
Yes.
That's the new thing. It's like
Really?
It's like the step up from Blu-ray.
So you can't even play that on a Blu-ray. Now you got to go get a 4K Ultra player?
Like I'm online right now, Frank, and you can buy all three seasons of Ozark on DVD.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. There you go. Man, good for them.
No, that doesn't surprise me. What I'm asking is anything brand new burned to DVD?
No.
I don't think so.
Yeah, there's a movie that came out last weekend that was kind of an indie film. I don't think they're going to burn a DVD anytime soon, but you never know. I think people might take advantage of it, but new movies, no way. I mean, it's all, like, for example, the Ben Affleck film, I watched it, but I bought it officially last night on Amazon. When you buy these new movies for $20, like the Invisible Man, and there's a few other ones available, you own it on your Amazon thing, and you can watch it whenever you want. So I think that's what they're going to be moving towards, at least until things bump back to normal.
Well, I hate to see an end to DVDs. I do.
Me
because
too.
If you're in the
you
car,
collect them. You collect them. It's kind of nice to have it right there. Your whole shelving of all your DVDs and Blu-rays. But I don't know. I think they might come back, but it might be off for a little while, just like movies are.
Vinyl records came back, for goodness sake. For goodness sake. If that can happen, anything can happen. That still amazes me. And that seems to be ramping up. More releases on vinyl, more turntables.
Yeah, people are home right now. They want to listen to some good music. So that's when a lot of this stuff like that will make a comeback.
All right. You know how to wrap this up.
I'm Dan Buffa, and I've had enough of
it. All righty. There he goes. Dan Buffa, courtesy of Window World. And if they want a suggestion from you, Dan, or if they have a suggestion for you, you want to throw your email address out?
Yeah, buffa82@gmail.com. And, yeah, send me a suggestion. Give me something to watch, because right now we all got time. So Buffa, buffa82@gmail.com.
Okay, Dan Buffa, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. More at windowworldst.louis.com. As long as we're talking about Window World, then let's just talk about Window World. It is number one in the country. It is one of only two windows with a good housekeeping seal of approval, which that fact alone should get your attention. I don't know how many window manufacturers there are, at least dozens, maybe 100, dozens for sure, to get the good housekeeping seal of approval. And one of those two, number one seller in the country, I don't know how anybody who's in the market for windows knows they need windows, you've put it off, because it is one of those things that you do put off. You don't go replace windows the first time you have sort of a small indication, the windows may need to be replaced. Nah, it's like a heating and cooling system. Let's see if we can get somebody to come out here and patch it up and keep it going for a while before we replace it, or the roof. But eventually, you have to replace them. And when you do, I cannot imagine not wanting to take a good close look at the number one seller in the country, especially if you're AM and the PM. And remember, preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues and the official window of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. Window World, windowworldstlouis.com. Playhouse is next after the news, 5 o'clock, 590 The Fan.
We're all changing things up to stay healthy. We're here 24-7. 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. The COVID-19 pandemic is not scaring away investors looking for possible deals. With indications that social distancing is flattening the curve, the three major stock indexes all gained more than 2% today. High on the list to buy are some of the stocks that have been hardest hit by the virus, including cruise lines and hotels. A nonprofit claims that there are at least 37 confirmed cases of coronavirus infections in migrant children in custody of the government. CBS News reports Heartland Alliance oversees shelters in the Chicago area that host unaccompanied migrant children. The children are in the city's south.